Welcome to Her Fantasy Football. You can hear us on Blog Talk Radio / Her Fantasy Football and on iTunes. Make sure to subscribe to us on herfantasyfootball.com. Also, you can chat with us on Twitter at Her Fantasy FB and on Facebook / Her Fantasy Football. I'm your host, Courtney Kirby, and I am here with my lovely sisters, Ashley Williams and Brandon Lee. Hello, ladies. Been a while. I know, fans, we have yet to do our show since the end of the season, so lots happened. Super Bowl, Combine, free agency, you name it, it's happened. And the draft is about to happen, so this is our draft show. Woo! Dun, dun, dun,
dun. Yes. Not just the NFL, but also
us. It's my favorite show because this show, we pick which teams we will be covering for the rest of the season. So each of us get 10 or 11 teams. And we pick them and cover them for the whole season. So we will always be covering the Giants if we get assigned to the Giants, sort of thing. So I'm very excited to get rid of the Jacksonville Jaguars. I'm very
excited not be.
To not get the New England Patriots.
Oh, I'm you very, will.
Very, very excited. Lots of wood knocking. Lots of wood knocking.
When you get both, I can't wait.
Oh, you stop. Stop it. Mm. Not funny. Not funny. Brandon's going to be there at the draft. Very exciting.
Woo-woo. Yes, I will be there for SiriusXM Fantasy Sports Radio. You want to tune in, listen to all the draft coverage there. I will be there on behalf of Her Fantasy Football, obviously, and also Pro Football Focus. And they did a great draft guide where they went through and they wrote about hundreds of prospect of talent. So the problem is that you know the Patriots are going to pick someone that's not even on the list. There are hundreds of people there. There's no way they could pick all of them. And the Patriots will still find the one person they didn't cover. It's amazing.
It's amazing. Every time.
Every
and he'll, time. And he'll catch the interception at the Super Bowl next year.
Yeah. And he's going to be like from Omaha Community College.
Right.
You know? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They saw 1 second of his game tape and they were sold.
It's amazing. Well, we're going to go division by division, talk about what's happened this offseason with each team and what they might be needing in the draft. And then after each division, we will pick which one we get to cover and then have the remaining team go into the grab bag where we just have fun at the end, picking up the rest of the teams. So here we go, ladies. Let's get started with those crazy Dallas Cowboys, Brandon.
Yes, the Dallas Cowboys. Obviously, one of the biggest stories of the offseason was that Tony Romo has now kicked out Phil Sims from CBS.
Yes.
It's not that he retired. It's that he took over for Phil Sims. That's really the story here.
Sad.
It's interesting. I mean, he is
from one retirement to another.
Yes, but he is moving to the desk. He'll be doing the pre-show stuff. So Phil Sims isn't out of a job, but Tony Romo is definitely going to be the commentator game time. So it's very interesting. I'm excited for him. I was excited for him in his jacket when he showed up with his CBS jacket, like, hey, new gig. It's cute. And actually, I said, if he's not a Denver Bronco on day one of free agency, something's wrong and he's going to retire.
I think I was the only person who didn't want him to join the Broncos.
You're a bad person, Ashley.
Well, I would have been okay with it if he was 100%, but I knew that if he wasn't 100%, he wasn't going to be a Bronco, and then I thought, he's going to retire. Like, because then why play if you're not 100%?
Why play if you're not a Denver Bronco? If that's is that what you're saying?
That's where she was going.
Right. I just paused for dramatic effect. Okay, so other than that, though, pretty much everything's intact except for the offensive line. There have been a lot of changes there. They do have good coaching. I think they'll be fine. But, you know, it is something to note. Draft needs, they need a defensive end or two, considering their former second-round pick, Randy Gregory, will be unavailable for the 2017 season as he is suspended. They enjoy that. Greg Hardy was a thing. Just kind of into those defensive ends that can't stay on the field. They also need a cornerback since both Brandon Carr and Morris Claiborne left for free agency. They need a safety. Who doesn't? So in other words, not a lot of fantasy stuff there. However, I think there's a possibility that they may draft one of these deep pocketed tight ends. There are a lot of good tight ends in this draft. Gavin Escobar signed a one-year deal to be Travis Kelce's backup at Kansas City. So it's just old man Witten. And so that's interesting to me. And also
old
thoughts
man
on
Witten.
And God love him.
Plenty of miles on him.
God yeah. love Jason Witten. I have no problems with Jason Witten. I'm just a realist.
He's and no he's, Phil Sims.
He's from America, World Team Police or what have you. The I will never die. thoughts on covering this team? I thought it was actually kind of fun. It was fun, even though it was a little sad with the Dak Prescott passing baton, because I think Tony Romo is like one of those people that fantasy players have always kind of leaned on and kind of had a little, you know, Gipper kind of feeling about him. But I just want to say Cole Beasley, Dak Here Prescott had an average 122.8 quarterback rating while targeting Cole Beasley, the highest average among every single quarterback wide receiver duo in the league of all the wide receivers that had at least 65 targets. I know that'll mean nothing, but if this is my last moment covering the team, I want to give Cole Beasley one more shout out and say, way to catch the ball, man.
Way to go. Way to go.
Way to go, Cole.
All right, you guys, are you already a part of the food delivery movement that you're seeing everywhere? If not, then you should be. HelloFresh, quite frankly, if you ask me, is the best. And it's less than $10 a meal, which is crazy. So for $30 off your first week of deliveries, visit HelloFresh.com and enter her FFB30 at checkout.
Awesome. I love that. Not only is it incredibly inexpensive and practical, but they actually work with two registered dietitians to make sure everything not only tastes good, but is actually healthy for you, which is someone who's got food issues. That is such a good thing to know.
Yeah, it's really convenient. It's actually made me a better cook, frankly, because, you know, they give you all these directions and you follow it. And then you're like, oh, if I just put olive oil on something and put it in the oven, it roasts. Who knew? Maybe a lot of people knew.
But it's easy, Brandon. Everything's in the box, measured out basically for you. So you're not wasting food. You're not buying unnecessary groceries, spending money that you don't need to be spending. Mm. And they have great options. The other night, I made a turkey chili relleno, which are my favorite. So delicious. Delicious, delicious. So again, for $30 off your first week of deliveries, visit HelloFresh.com and enter her FFB30 at checkout. Again, the promo code is her FFB30. And with that, you get the $30 off your first week. So woo, fabulous. All right, Ashley, what's convenient with the New York Giants, I ask you?
Well, we're going to start off talking about kickers because that's what I do. And it's the first show. So Robbie Gould, he's left, my friends. He's off to San Francisco. That is where he has gone. But in exchange, we have gotten some decent players. We have gotten Sean Drum, which I'm very intrigued by this, from San Francisco. We've got tight end Rhett Ellison, which this one I'm a little bit more perplexed by, but I'd like to see how it goes. And then Geno Smith.
Geno.
So you know Eli Manning's not concerned at all right now.
I don't know. Eli's stats look like Geno's last year.
No, no.
Stop it.
You cannot compare Eli Manning and Geno Smith.
I'm not really doing that. I'm making a funny, but still.
I mean, there's room for improvement, certainly.
Yeah.
Certainly. But you know what? Maybe Brandon Marshall, who joined the team, will be part of that improvement. Hey. I'm really excited about this combo. He needs a big body. I'm excited for this one. I think this could be a really fantastic little pairing here. So a two-year deal for $12 million. Welcome to the team, Brandon Marshall. I'm excited. Now, in terms of what this team actually needs in terms of the draft, they need to improve that offensive line because the running game was pathetic last year. Just awful. 30th in the league in yards per carry. Right now, Paul Perkins is the starting back. Rashad Jennings is no longer a part of the team. But I think that they could possibly get another running back as well. And the question will be, are they going to shift their offensive ball? You got an aging Eli Manning. You've got where they could maybe use a little bit more of a run first offense. I don't know if they will because they have a lot of threat in the air. But speaking of which, they could also buff up with tight ends. I'm not sure, but Ellison's the answer. And Will Tye is not the best blocker in the world. So I'll be intrigued to see if they decide to go for that in the draft at all. And I wouldn't mind covering this team again. The Giants are kind of fun. And I get to cover another Manning, which is fun to do.
Hmm.
Many. Yeah, memories. I bet the Washington Redskins are thinking that about last year because, man, has things been tossed up over there. Brandon, what's going on?
All right, Washington. Well, I think it can all be summed up with the way that they treated Scott McLuhan, who was their GM for two seasons, and they fired him and also decided to air some dirty laundry about his supposed alcohol problem that I think was kind of like a secret, not secret. But they knew that going in, and it still was super creepy. And I also wonder about the legality of that.
Yeah,
I don't know. It's all very, very weird, but it's really just about Dan Snyder. This is who he is, and this is the problem with the organization. This is why they can't grow. And frankly, Scott McLuhan, I don't know about his personal issues, but he has a great eye for talent, and over the last 2 years, he put together a really good team. So what happened? He wasn't at the combine, and then everything went to Hades, okay? So both Pierre Garçon and DeSean Jackson left town, which is very dire for them. That does leave them with Jameson Crowder, who, you know, was an up-and-comer from last season. And then Josh Doctson, who only played in two games, only had two catches all last year as a rookie. Now, that doesn't mean that he won't come back, but that is a little unsettling. And then they did manage to sign Terrell Pryor, but it is a one-year deal, kind of a prove-it-or-lose-it kind of situation. Very odd. And then they botched the Kirk Cousins contract. That looks like that's not going to happen. And really, I just think he wants to go to San Francisco and say goodbye, Dan Snyder. And who can blame him? Who can blame him? And then now they're going into a draft and there's just no real plan. So as far as what their draft needs are, it's a lot. But I'm going to say that they could use a running back because really all they have right now is Rob Kelly. And Rob Kelly was an undrafted free agent rookie last season and he did pretty well. And listen, he got over 700 yards and didn't even have more than 5 touches until week 8. So that's pretty impressive. I have no problems with him, but they need someone to back him up other than Chris Thompson and Matt Jones that they pretty much threw away last season and were like, I'm out. I'm not going to blame them for that, but it's going to be hard to get his motivation back up after what happened last season. So yeah, I think they're going to need some of that, you know, deep running back class that's going out there. And they could also start filling out that offensive line, defensive line, linebackers. There's a lot going on. Thoughts of covering this team is I'm a Kirk Cousins believer, and actually in fantasy you're going to hear a lot of debate about that because a lot of people don't believe in him, so it's going to be very interesting, and we'll see what happens with the wide receiver situation and running back situation, what have you. But the rest of the team's kind of on the verge of disaster, so bye. It's sad.
It is sad. Move on to the Philadelphia Eagles, which I feel like is the similar appearance for the quarterbacks, the little gingers over here. And I will say that this little ginger got a few more receivers this offseason. Like,
what?
They look, you know, they're kind of similar. And I think about it, it's like, yeah, like little cute little redheads, which are probably both blonde in real life. But on TV, they look red. Anyways,
it's your TV.
Stay on target. They got Alshon Jeffrey, no longer a Bear, man. He is now going to be in an Eagles jersey. Woohoo! Yeah. Along with Torrey Smith, which I know he's happy to get out of San Francisco. Who wouldn't be? I'm not exactly sure what this all means for Jordan Matthews, especially with fantasy value. I know he's burned us, so it's going to be interesting for a team that wasn't as successful passing the ball as I thought they would be, which might be why they got some backup quarterbacks, which I love. Nick Foles is back. After playing with the Rams and the Chiefs. Also, they got Mac McGloin, the quarterback from Oakland, which I can't imagine. That's nothing but a safety net right there. I will say for their injuries, Ryan Matthews with the disc injury in his neck, not good, which leads me to their draft picks. They need to get running backs. Darren Sproles is old as dirt. Bless his heart. Wonderful guy. Old.
Still younger than me.
Still, yeah.
There. What does that mean, Brandon?
If you guys were running backs in the NFL, you both would be retired by now.
Yes. I'd be, yeah.
I would coffin. Be probably with the torn ACL. Mm-hmm. So they're going to need somebody else in that backfield to ensure that they're going to there's going to be somebody on the field at all times next season. All right, you guys, let's pick. Let's pick. Mm. All right, ladies.
I know who I want.
Who do you want? Who do you want?
What's the order?
NFC East. We'll go alphabetical, like always.
Okay.
We just threw the ball on the ground. We got our old retro Denver Broncos hat here.
There it is, the big D.
Big D. There it is. I'm wearing my Demaryius Thomas jersey.
Who do you
want,
Ash?
Gotta get in the draft mode. All right, Ashley. What do you want? What do you want?
Give me the Giants. Give me the Giants.
Get the Cowboys.
Hey.
All right. Not bad. Not bad.
I had a feeling I had to say goodbye to Cole. The Eagles.
Oh. You can talk about Alshon Jeffrey. Oh, you got the Giants.
All right.
Brandon's home team.
Yep, that'll be interesting.
That's a hard one.
Who'd you get, Court?
Oh, the Redskins.
Just gonna get the Redskins.
I got them. The Redskins.
So the Eagles go in the wild card group.
Eagles go in the wild card. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was the NFC East. Let's move on, shall we? All right, NFC North teams. The Green Bay Packers, man, all right. Well, they re-signed Christine, so that's nice. his job, Christian Michaels, after being picked up last November from the Seattle Seahawks. They did get rid of Eddie Lacy, no longer a Packers.
It's weird for me still.
Which I'm sure is a headache off them. I'm not one to listen, so we'll see how he does this year. And let's see here. They picked up some tight ends, which is interesting seeing how they really don't use their tight ends. Martellus Bennett and Lance Kendricks will be on the team. And you're thinking, wow, Bennett was good value. We had a Patriots jersey on. Don't let that fool you this year, guys. We'll see how it all goes out and how preseason happens, but I'd be surprised. It's like, you know, Gronkowski going to the Arizona Cardinals. Why? Why would Jimmy Graham going to the Seattle Seahawks? Why?
I think Bennett could be good with Aaron Rodgers.
Well, anybody could be good with Aaron Rodgers. It's not Aaron Rodgers. It's whether their offense actually uses the tight end.
I know.
That's true.
Back in the day.
It's the play calling. It's not the quarterback.
Back in the day, they used to use a tight end. They just went away from it in the last 6 years or so. But
since Aaron Rodgers.
This is the year. They have no running. They have no running back, so.
Oh, we'll see.
Are you saying that Ty Montgomery isn't the running back of the ages, like people are pretending? Is that what you're saying?
And we all know my feelings on Christian Michael. So, yeah, that is what I'm saying, Brandon.
Well, and James Starks is gone as well after playing with the Packers for 7 years.
Which is crazy.
So, he turned 31 this year. So, that's bad. They lost TJ Lane, which that's awful. That's not good.
No.
So, the Packers have some work to do. Obviously, they need to work on their line. They need to get a good running back, as we just mentioned. If they can fill those two roles, like fill those, you know, the line and the backfield, they'll be fine because, again, they have amazing wide receivers, Aaron Rodgers, a defense is decent. So they can do it. We'll see. Brandon, the Detroit Lions, they had a tough year last year. So what did they get?
Well, not a lot of changes from the fantasy perspective, other than some nice signings at the offensive line, which is good, including TJ Lang. Nice upgrade. We were just talking about that. So I'm going to say that Golden Tate also said that he lost weight and is healthier because he got married. And I find hilarious because the opposite happened for me.
Say the rest of the world, we all put on like the marriage 20.
I want to marry his wife.
Right. Yeah, he's like, because she's, you know, cooking food and it's all healthy. And I'm like, man, I missed this benefit of marriage. To me, it's like, whoops. These pants don't fit.
Right.
But at least it's not happening to Golden Tate. So congratulations. And actually, I like Golden Tate next season. We'll talk a little bit more about that as we progress. Draft needs defense, defense, defense. I know some people think that they'll beef up the running back position or the tight end. And I think that could definitely happen because here's the deal. I personally do not want to rely on an Ameer Abdullah, Thea Riddick, Dwayne Washington, Zach Zenner parallelogram for my fantasy running back, and they may not want to depend on that for their real running back. And that's where they are today, because you can't depend on one of them singularly. You just can't do it. And then they have, I've never played in more than 14 games or put up over 550 yards or five touchdowns in a season, Eric Ebron. That's the other guy that they have.
Ooh, lovely. I like Ebron.
I know, and I want to, but it just never happens from a fantasy perspective. It never.
Packers.
See, there it is. They need one more. We just solved world. World peace right there. And then thoughts on covering this team is a really easy team to cover, frankly. So, you know, no one's exceptionally objectionable. I will do it again.
Nice. The bad teams usually are fun, right? All right, Ashley. A Minnesota Vikings team with no AP. Pretty depressing. I don't know. I'm happy I don't. I'm not a Vikings fan.
Well, they got rid of all their wide receivers, too.
Oh, yeah. Who needs those?
Bye.
Bye. Daryl Patterson. See you later, buddy. Hopefully not on another team. Just kidding. He went to Oakland, which I think this could actually be a really just thing. So hope
Ashley,
that I don't pick
Oakland. I don't think we have you, babe.
We're losing you. We're losing you. What she was saying is Cordero Patterson is gone to Oakland. Charles Johnson to Carolina. Yeah. Bye.
So Rhett Ellison is a tight end. He's in the Giants now. That stinks. There's all sorts of stuff. It's bad.
Well, they got Latavius Murray, which that is good. I mean.
And they re-signed wonderful Adam Thielen.
That's true.
Exactly.
Thielen. Huge contract.
Thielen, one of the most productive wide receivers. We can hear you a little bit better. Yep.
Yeah. Come on back.
A little bit. Okay. Well, I was going to say, despite all the moves they made, they still have a horrible offensive line, so they need to bulk that up.
Mm-hmm.
Or all of this was for naught, which it was probably all for naught anyway, but let's pretend like it was okay. So, you know, they could also sure up a bit, and I would actually like to see them add another running back. I know they added Latavius Murray, but I think we need a little bit more depth on this team as well. This team again, sure. I mean, you really only have to list one player that you play generally, so it's less work.
Less work. I like it. All right, Chicago Bears. Well, obviously they lost Alshon Jeffrey. And happier news, they lost Jay Cutler. All right, Bears fans. Way to go. Way to go. Bye, Felicia. See you later. They got Mark Sanchez, though, so apparently Chicago is where all Denver Broncos ex-quarterbacks go to die.
Isn't that crazy? Possibly.
Yeah, it's nuts. It's nuts. And they got Mike Glennon for quarterback. They also got Marcus Wheaton, Kendall Wright, and Dante Thompson. So they filled in where they needed to, so it's not all bad here. Not all bad. And obviously the Chicago Bears defense is a disaster. They need help there, for the draft for sure. And of course, offensive line. That's not a surprise. Kevin White should be ready for OTAs, which is great. Their wide receiver, Marcus Wheaton is questionable for OTAs, so we will see how that works out. Also, Zach Miller, the tight end, questionable for OTAs. So they've got some injuries that they're still dealing with. Danny Trevathan, who's a big part of their team, is questionable for week one. So not healthy group, but we're working on it. We're working on it. All right, you guys.
Here it is.
We're going to start with Brandon this time.
Who do I cover? I'm going to say that I get to cover the Lions.
You get the Bears. You get the Bears. You get the Bears.
Lions. Chicago Bears! Oh,
Bears!
Courtney totally rigged this.
It totally rigged it. Yes. All right,
that's
Ashley.
Okay. I get my guy, Jordan Howard.
Ooh, 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 ooh.
Lions. Lions.
Lions, Ash? Who wants the Lions? Who are you people? Minnesota Vikings, Ash, again. Likes. All right. Who does that leave me with, even? Lions. I'll probably get the Lions since you both wanted them. I'll take the Packers, though.
Oh, you will? Will you?
I will. I got the Lions.
Oh, my gosh. Rigged.
All right. Packers go into the potluck scenario. All right. We're losing Ashley a bit, but we're going to keep going through. We got the NFC South teams. Brandon, the Atlanta Falcons.
Yeah.
They didn't have a bad season last year. How many moves did they really need to make?
Well, I think this is about how do you quantify bad, because I would say blowing that lead in the Super Bowl is at the top of the bad. But, hey, I think what's really crazy is that they blew up their coaching staff after that. They were like, that's it. We're restarting. And it's a little crazy. So Dan Quinn is still the head coach, but they have Steve Sarkisian, and then they have defensive coordinator Marcand Manuel. And I think that they probably blamed their water boy as well. I might take over. I got a call. So good, if you don't see me, it's over. Listen, Julio Jones is still recovering from foot surgery. He's expected to be full go for camp. That's the only thing that I'm kind of worried about. Tevin Coleman supposedly avoided ankle surgery. Should be back stealing touchdowns soon enough, everybody. Don't worry about that. Draft needs Chris Chester retired, so they need a guard. They also need some edge rushers. They don't have any glaring needs on offense except for maybe fullback, which they actually lost Patrick DeMarco to the Buffalo Bills, but again, not sexy fantasy position. So, and thoughts on covering the team? You know, it's a new year, and I bet I'm going to get the 49ers because of Kyle Shanahan.
Yeah.
I always get them. There you go.
Sure.
That's it?
Yes. I love that. Brand Ashley, Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Not a whole lot going on here. They basically, they're going to be the heart, which is kind of exciting. So I'm excited to see how that goes. Russell Sharpert is gone. DeSean Jackson is in. It's going to be a great combination for DeSean Jackson and Jameis Winston. So I'm excited to see how that plays out. It could also blow up because of those two personalities. So it could either be amazing or awful.
And they're going to be on Hard Knocks so we can see it all.
Exactly.
Yes.
Fantastic.
Yes.
In terms of what they need some offensive line because that just has to be addressed for Winston. We also need some running backs. Doug Martin, oddly enough, they need some solid backups here because they just all of them are just okay. Someone's a little unreliable. They need to definitely also look for a running back.
Agreed.
Not much about the Bucs. About it.
Yeah, let's move on to the New Orleans
Saints.
Do I want
to cover them?
No.
No.
Yeah. Don't. You want me to cover it, and I am Brandon, and I will do it. Big challenges and issues for the New Orleans Saints. They traded Brandon Cooks and a 2017 fourth-round pick to the Patriots for a 2017 first and third-round pick. It was crazy. It was that crazy that it made me lose my speech. That's what it was. So
they're in the we need to win now mode. We got Drew Brees for two more seconds. We need to win now.
That's right.
And they have Michael Thomas and they have Willie Snead, who, by the way, I think may be the sleeper of the year, you guys, because Michael Thomas is now a first rounder, as he should be, frankly. He had one of the best rookie seasons of all time. I am a huge Michael Thomas fan. But Willie Snead, you can get super cheap still. If you're doing an MFL 10 right now, grab him, grab him, grab him. The other person, they acquired Ted Ginn Jr.
And love this. I love it.
He is Mr. Boom or Bust. And you guys, he's going to drive you crazy all year. He's going to drive you nuts. But if you're doing a best ball MFL 10, you can literally take him as your last pick of the draft, and you should, because you know he has those 20-point games in him, especially if he's playing with Drew Brees. Hello?
Oh, yeah, oh. For sure.
Uh-oh, it's so good. You got to do it. And listen, am I telling you he's an every week starter in your regular fantasy leagues? No, I am not. I'm telling you best ball leagues where you only play him if he's the best one on your team, and he's going to be some weeks. So, yay. As far as what they need in the draft, it's always defense with them. Lord, it's always defense. Why can't they get any defense? I can't even make a sense. Though. So bad. Yeah, it's something to rely on, though.
Predictable. Yeah, it's
yeah. Nice. Death, taxes, and the New Orleans Saints defense. Those are the things you yeah. can rely on. Yeah. Wow. But they did trade away Brandon Cooks and only have Travaris Cadet and Daniel Lasco behind Mark Ingram. So they actually might have a more fantasy-relevant draft than you think. Both positions are very interesting this year. And then thoughts on covering the team. The emergence of Michael Thomas is really fun. And perhaps my favorite part of playing fantasy football in general last year.
Wow, bold statement.
There you go.
There, wow. All right. Carolina Panthers, it wasn't much fun to play any of these guys. But they did just sign a 5-year deal with Kawan Short, which they have been working on for quite some time. So it's good that they're keeping him. The Panthers also signed Julius Peppers. Charles Johnson came to the Panthers. Russell Shepherds and Keelan Clay are the new wide receivers, seeing how they lost both Ted Ginn Jr. and Corey Brown this offseason. Mike Tolbert, not going to be wearing a Panthers uniform. Is that weird to anybody else?
Yeah, it's totally weird. It was also really a bill weird. Like Patrick DeMarco.
Yes, yes. Injuries, obviously, you know, we're all just concerned about Cam Newton. Underwent surgery for a torn rotator cuff in his throwing shoulder just a few weeks back. So he will most likely miss all of preseason. Hopefully he has his recovery goes well and he can be back in week one, because that's big. It's kind of unfortunate when you're going to get all new receivers that you aren't going to be able to play with them. And it's not like Funchess and Kelvin Benjamin don't need extra practice too. So it's going to be interesting. As far as the draft, offensive line, they have to keep Cam healthy. He is a moving quarterback, a running quarterback, so it is more difficult than other lines, their job. But they need to do that. So, and I think they're going to have to pick up a couple more receivers to fill those spots. Maybe possibly a tight end. Greg Olsen is not a spring chicken anymore.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
He's great and he's wonderful and you draft him and it's fine, but he is 32. So.
He's not 12.
He's 32.
Only 32.
Well, he moves a lot faster than like Jason Witten and Antonio Gates, and he's still got a few more years older before.
Yeah.
But speaking of being 12, did you see Cam Newton's floral romper that he wore to Coachella?
No, I did not, and I am sad I missed this.
Yeah,
you must see it. It's shorts. It's a romper, and he wore it. That's all I'm gonna say.
I love that. I love that. I love what Cam you Newton. Say about Cam Newton, man. I love that.
That's right. I am a stud quarterback, face of the franchise guy, and I'm going to wear a floral romper. And what just are you going to do about it? What are you going to do about it? And the answer is nothing.
Nothing.
Other than love it. And I love it.
All right, guys. NFC. NFC East, so let's go. Ready? Who you want? Ashley, it's you first.
I don't want the Panthers.
Don't want the Panthers. That's all we don't want. Okay.
Let's just don't.
You got the Saints. Sorry, Brandon.
Saints.
All right, Brandon. Any predictions?
Panthers. No. Just not Tampa Bay.
You got the Falcons.
Ah!
Oh,
hey.
Ooh. Good one.
Tampa Bay is going to be too much for me this year, I think. I'm out.
Too much?
Too much.
Well, I got the Panthers again. Every year.
Panthers.
Every year. That means the Buccaneers go in the grab bag, Brandon. You have another chance to get them. Don't you worry, sweetheart.
I'm sure
Don't you worry. All right, guys, we'll move on to the NFC West teams with the Seattle Seahawks. Ashley.
Again, this team didn't do much. And what they did do is upsetting. So, Hauschka to me. Oh. Like, a team without Hauschka is just not right. It's just not right to me. So, yeah. It's weird. And then they got Eddie Lacy. And I can't decide if I like this pickup or not. 1 year, $5.5 million with a $3 million guarantee. I'm just not sure on this one.
I don't believe in Rawls or something. I mean, something's happening.
Well, I don't think they do either, which is why I'm suggesting they actually get a running back in the draft. But I do want to mention also Richard Sherman. There's just so much weirdness going on with that in terms of the fact that, you know, nobody has come close to meeting what the Seahawks are going to want for him, but he kind of wants out. And I don't know when things just went so awry. It's weird. It's a weird situation. So we've got that in terms of, like I said, what they need. They need to get a cornerback because depending on if Sherman wants out, they need to make sure they've got a plan for what's going to go on there. I think the line could add some depth to it. I'm not sold on this running back situation, as we just said. You know, and offensive line can always improve. Russell Wilson got hit a lot last year, and some might say he wasn't as agile, but let's take a guess as to why that might be. So
he got married.
I think that offense,
10 pounds.
Offensive line certainly needs to be.
it's his marriage diet. You know,
this year I did this at
Golden Tate's.
Yep.
I will say.
Sipping his tea.
I will say a lot of people were talking crap about Aaron Rodgers because he got in a relationship and he went down. Well, he's broken up, guys. You Packer fans, don't you worry. They broke up. You're all good this year. We're good to go.
I know. It's so crazy. The Olivia Mungate, it's real. I don't know why people are obsessed with that.
Wow. It started with shockingly crazy. Yeah. Jessica Simpson, right? And the Cowboys, is that how it all started? And then Kim Kardashian jinxed 1.5 million people. And then now it's Mun.
It's definitely 1.5 million.
Always,
and a half.
It's always the women. It's always the women.
Apparently, oh, yeah.
God. Evil women.
But you know what, guys? I actually want this team back because I know I always complain every year about Seattle, but I feel like I'm a team that belongs to me now. They're my team to rag on.
That's right. That's right, Ashley.
There you go.
You own them. All right, Brandon. How about those Cardinals? You want those guys back?
I don't know. I mean, yeah, sure. Because all you have to do is be like David Johnson. Ah,
that's it.
I mean, listen, the team cut Michael Floyd. He ended up a Patriot. Their quarterback and wide receiver one both had to announce that they are indeed going to be with the team next year because everyone was like, you sure you don't want to retire? You sure? That's never good. And they weren't doing the lame, like, look at me, Ben Roethlisberger, I may or may not retire thing, because that's just lame. It was genuinely like, no, you guys are some of the oldest people in the National Football League. Are you coming back? Genuine question. So it is what it is. Behind Fitzgerald, they have John Brown and J.J. Nelson, and they did pretty much nothing to build behind that, which was surprising to me. But again, they have David Johnson, so who cares? Quarterback is their main draft need. Again,
you stop that.
I know. Sorry. They need to fill some holes on defense. Also, Jermaine Gresham hasn't gone over 500 yards or 5 touchdowns since 2012. And that receiver core, like I said, so it's kind of a grab bag. I don't know who they're going to take in the draft. They may just go best player available / rebuilding. Sorry. And thoughts on covering the team? Yeah, again, I mean, they thoroughly underperformed in 2016. I'm worried about 2017. But hey, David Johnson.
Well, the upside is they're in the same division with the LA Rams and the San Francisco 49ers. So, hey.
Could be worse.
Could be worse. All right. How about those Rams? Well, they got new coaches. Wade Phillips is the new defensive coordinator. Got to love that. Mm-hmm. I don't hate the Rams. They're just not good. But now I kind of like the Rams because I love me some Wade Phillips. They also grabbed Trey Jackson, offensive guard from waivers today. And Robert Woods is their new and best wide receiver.
It's real.
Always stepping up in the world. Rams always stepping up, never letting us down. So I appreciate you. They got TJ McDonald is no longer Rams. That's not good. So draft needs, well, there's a lot, and we all know that. The only thing they don't need is a running back, but the only thing they have is a running back, so I guess they probably need to work on that offensive line.
There it is.
It's going to have to be a Dallas Cowboys kind of team of last year, 2015, not 2016. Because they're going to need it. San Francisco 49ers, Ash. A lot of movements. A lot of crazy stuff going on. I can't imagine why. They were so good last year.
Rebuilding
Totally
mode.
Different team. Yep. Totally different team. Still a team I don't want to talk about.
Good. Keep it short.
people that are gone. Phil Dawson, gone. Sean Drong, gone. Quentin Patton, gone. Torrey Smith, gone.
Do you know anybody else on the team? Other than
sure.
Obviously.
Carlos Hyde, obviously.
Carlos Hyde, right.
Right.
That's it.
But you know, the rest of the team is just like sitting there so jealous that the rest of them are out. Like, yeah, how'd you do it, man? Yeah,
like sitting by their phone waiting for their call. Come on.
Well, I think I'm kind of excited to be working with Kyle Shanahan.
They have no players. So, okay, let's talk about who they have acquired. Matt Barkley. Oh, okay. That's not super exciting. Pierre Garçon. That one's least interesting because he has worked with Kyle Shanahan before. Marquise Goodwin. This one's interesting with the speedster, but injury issues. Robbie Gould, kicker, again, nothing too excited. Brian Hoyer, again, we're not jumping up and down for this quarterback situation either. Kyle Kuzak, this one I'm actually intrigued by. More if you recall, he always randomly has really good games, but he's only good for about three of them the whole year. So you got to play it right. Or a best ball situation, Brian, we'll talk about. And then Aldrick Robinson is a wide receiver. So Colin Kaepernick is still a free agent. I do think he will land somewhere, but he's probably going to have to wait till after the draft. He's gonna have to really compete for a spot. I hope he does find some that is, but you know, in terms of what they need in the draft, they can't be picky. They literally anyone and everyone for sure. But I'm gonna say they should aim for a running back because that is the only offense they're gonna have. They've got not great wide receivers, you've got pretty poor quarterbacks. They're gonna have to rely on that run, so they need to make sure they shore up their offensive line and that they spare.
Well, and Carlos Hyde can't stay healthy. I mean, and maybe he will this time. Maybe he will. I mean, but I think that has to be taken into account if that's the only thing you can do.
That's what I'm saying. You have to have a very deep running back core because that's your only offense. Yeah. So it is what it is. And no, I don't want to cover this team.
No, you do. Yes, you do. It's coming your way right here.
There it is. Ashley,
Brandon gets to go first. Brandon gets to go first this time. Brandon, who you want?
Oh, really?
You
Why? Want? I thought what it was alphabetical always. Give it to Ashley.
No, it's every other people.
We've rotated.
Every other. Maybe observant.
Sorry. I'm not observant.
Okay. Which one, Brandon? What do you want? What do you want? What do you not
49ers.
Want? You want the 49ers?
Nah. She's just throwing that out there so she doesn't get it.
Rams. Can't see it. You get the Rams.
All right. Rams. I like that. Sean McVay, new head coach. Very
it's the easiest
mind.
Team to cover. It's the easiest team to cover. Todd Gurley, maybe.
Maybe.
All right. Ashley, you want those 49ers? Come on.
I want the Seahawks.
Fantasy football.
No. Ashley, no. Seattle Seahawks. All right.
Really?
Yeah.
I told you.
This is
your team.
Seahawks. This is all about your
Seahawks
choices.
Seahawks fans are very
all right, guys.
Seahawks fans are very disappointed right now.
All right, I'm going to get the 49ers. Come on. Or the Cardinals. I don't care. Either or. 49ers came my way.
All right.
Arizona, grab bag.
River.
Old Man Rivers. AFC South. Ashley, you got the Houston Texans. Interesting. They got smart. This offseason, didn't they?
Bye-bye.
Yeah. Ashley, you there?
There
you are.
Here, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, we didn't really do a whole lot. Yeah, so it basically has been a lot of defensive moves. Warriors gone, Demp's gone, Simon's gone, Vancouver is gone. He's a fullback, though. So, not a whole lot else is going on. We do have some injuries to talk about.
Brock Osweiler.
What are you talking about? Corny. They got Brock Osweiler.
I don't even mention his name. It's like Voldemort. It's he who must not be named.
You were what?
Because oh, that, there it is, Ashley. You got on the injury report under bruised ego.
Oh, that's intense.
Person on the list. So he's gone, which brings us to what our obvious needs in the draft are, is when your two options are Tom Savage or Brandon Weeden, you know you need a quarterback. Ugh. You know you do badly. But because of this, they also need help on that offensive line. They need blockers, some more blockers, maybe a few more blockers. That would be great. And they need to decide if they're going to need anyone to pass. They won't ever at any point in time. So, but
great.
We're going to go ahead and move to the Indianapolis Colts.
JJ Watt.
Oh, Ashley, we're going to go ahead and move to the Colts. You're breaking up a bit. So Brandon, the Colts.
Absolutely. So the big changes and issues is the Colts brought in Jabal Sheard, Sean Spence, John Simon, and Barkevious Mingo to help with their linebacker core. And then they got Kamar Aiken.
Yay!
I mean, listen, Kamari can hopefully will be fine with Andrew Luck. It's interesting. Andrew Luck, though, may not be ready for camp since he had shoulder surgery, but says he will be ready for week one. I hate hearing that, but that's life, I guess. They have many needs, so I don't really know where to start. But from a fantasy perspective, they do need to get a running back. And again, I'm going to tell you to draft Frank Gore until he literally comes out in a suit and says, I am taking over for Phil Sims on CBS. the new retirement phrase. And listen, right now his current ADP is in the sixth round, supposedly, according to Fantasy Football Calculator. But every mock draft that I've done, he's gone in the double digit rounds. And again, I mean, I just think that's value. But I still think that they need to get someone. Obviously, he's quite old. And then the offensive line, because Andrew Luck had shoulder surgery. And all the defensive positions, all of them, literally. And yeah, I mean, don't worry. They lost Dwayne Allen to the Patriots because the Patriots just collect players like ponies. They're like, you know what? I'm just going to put my little pony up on my shelf. But that's okay. They are very confident in Jack Doyle and even Eric Swoop if they need it. So I'm not worried about the tight end position. And my thoughts on them is that I find it a little stressful because I'm genuinely concerned about Andrew Luck's health and well-being. And I actually think I could transfer that stress to one of you instead.
Boom. I like that. It's not going to happen. You're totally going to get them.
I am.
But I appreciate that optimism. Wow. Ashley, let's see if we got you back here. The Tennessee Titans.
Yeah.
Lots of moves.
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, we'll go through this quickly and hope that my Wi-Fi plays nice with me here in the hotel. Departures. You've got Kendall Wright is really the only main one that has any impact on you, and Anthony Fasano, tight end. And then are all defensive positions, so nothing fantasy relevant for you. They did re-sign Matt Castle, which is his fantasy. But so what do they need in the draft? I'm going to say wide receivers, and I'm going to put and tight ends into this category because really all they have is Delanie Walker and Rishard Matthews, and they need to have somebody else. Sharp and Douglas didn't impress me all that much. I don't have warm fun. They made well, but I'm not super excited. So they really need to address some depth in the secondary as well there. So to me, this is where they really need to put their focus.
Put their focus. Well, the Jacksonville Jaguars. They too got new coaching staff there. They signed Josh Scobie for one day so he could retire. It's always nice.
That is nice.
Nice.
Nice. It doesn't matter, but it's nice. Departures, Julius Thomas, no longer. Bye. And, you know, nothing else really too big has changed. And what do they need? I mean, everyone on the line is getting old and beat up. So they definitely need to build their line back up. It'd be nice if they got a nice young tight end. Also, something went wrong with that improved defense last year. That was so awesome. So they just need to fill in a few of those gaps that they have out there. And I think we can get that defense where we want it to be, hopefully. The Jacksonville Jaguars have some team building to do, I'd say. Nice team building, right?
Bonding exercises, like the trust fall.
Yes, like the trust fall. Exactly, Brandon.
Mm-hmm. No.
Or a zip line exercise. I hated that.
Yes. Yes.
Let's make everyone scared and go on a zip line. That'll make us bond.
Perfect. That's perfect. All right, you guys, let's do this. AFC South, what do we got? All right, Brandon.
Jags.
No, Ashley, you're first. Ashley, you're first.
I'll take any of them. I mean, I'll have to take whatever I'm given, obviously.
Well, good. I'm happy you'll take anything because you get the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Hey!
Yeah. That's awful. All
covering right. The Jacksonville Jaguars the 2017 season.
Brandon.
Tennessee Titans.
What do you think?
Thank you.
I was thinking the Tennessee Titans, too. But it's Colts. The Indianapolis Colts.
Yes! All right. Andrew Luck, your health is still my concern. Thank you.
I don't like Andrew Luck, so I'm happy I didn't get them. I want those Titans. Sherrod Matthews is my
favorite. I like him, but it's stressful. It is stressful covering that team.
Texans.
Titans.
You're like winning this draft, Courtney.
Texans. Nobody wanted those guys anyways. They are going in the grab bag. Grab bag.
JJ Watt.
Okay, well, he's only plays for a couple games anyways. All right, so we have the AFC West teams. Kansas City Chiefs, first in their division. Pretty impressive. What's going to happen to them this year, Ash?
Well, therefore, they didn't make a whole lot of moves. The most notable is the departure of Nile Davis. He went to the Steelers. So,
which is sad. That's not notable.
No, but it's good. No, actually, you know what? It is, because now we don't have to talk about who's going to be replacing whoever in, you know, the backfield. It won't be him.
Well, Jamal Charles departed, too. I would say that's notable.
Well, yeah, I say Jamal. I still mentioned that Jamal Charles is still a free agent. You know, he's got the knee problems. He's had a lot of injuries. He only had 404 yards in the past two seasons. So he's going to have to look for a place that's willing to give him a one-year deal and hope for that. So he's gone. Now Davis is gone. But that does this, Courtney, with your saying the whole Spencer Ware, Charkandrick West debate, which is oh so fun always. And to add to it, I think I'd like to see them add another running back to the mix. And I'd like another wide receiver. Jeremy Maclin just didn't seem to work out very well. And we've got Tyreek Hill, and I think that he's still great. But I would like to see them get a big body receiver. I want to see them have someone that can outmuscle and really see how we can do with Alex Smith, because some would say they should get a quarterback in the draft, but here's the deal, guys. Andy Reid is not straying from Alex Smith anytime soon. So I don't really see that being a high priority for him in this draft.
But that's also why somebody... I don't think the wide receiver will be a high priority either, because they have Alex Smith.
But they still need some more wide receivers. Look at who the Albert Wilson, Conley, come on now.
All right. I agree. They can upgrade.
These are my wishes. That doesn't mean they're actually going to do that.
Yeah.
This is what I think they should go after.
I agree.
I'll cover them against the Chiefs. I like the Chiefs. They're warm and fuzzy.
They are warm and fuzzy. They sure are. It's that Andy Reid just persona that just everybody gets that little teddy bear hug. I'm into it. All right. I think that might have been the only team we actually understood you on, Ashley. So that is a pass. All right, Brandon, those Raiders.
All right. Well, he may have broken his fibula in week 16 last season, but Derek Carr is already a full participant at OTAs.
What
no
a stud.
Sweat.
What a stud.
With his eyeliner. Does it not look like he wears eyeliner? It's got those beautiful eyelashes that just like
it does. Jealous.
Man. You know, I just want to remind people this is a fantasy show. So far, we've talked about rompers and eyeliners, and it's been on topic, totally on topic.
Hey, we talk about, yeah.
It's unbelievable. Team acquired Jared Cook. Speaking of not using tight ends in Green Bay, they think he's going to contribute right away. I'm always leery about Jared Cook, but he'll be an overrated fantasy player by a lot of other people's standards, so you might as well bring him up now. And I just want to remind everybody that he only caught 30 passes for 377 yards and one touchdown during the regular season the entire year last year. I know he blew up in the playoffs, so people are going to say, yay, but that is not good enough. Anyway, supposedly this team is in talks to acquire Marshawn Lynch. That's probably the biggest story that's going on right now. Lynch retired last season and was building houses and being philanthropic and amazing, and he decided he wanted to come back and play for his home team. But there's a twist in this story. The Seattle Seahawks still kind of have all the power here. So until they strike a deal with the Raiders, it's not real yet, which is too bad because there were a lot of tweets that made everyone excited and then they kind of had to recant it. So anyway, it's in the works. Hopefully it works out. But either way, I would say that it more affects DeAndre Washington's fantasy stock than Jalen Richard's. More on that as the season progresses, but I still like Richard. The breakout guy. Anyway, draft needs, they're a really good team, so I think they're just going to go best player available. Who would have thought we'd say that about the Raiders?
Woo! No.
Golf clap, Raiders. Golf clap. I mean, I think they're going to beef up their defense, but from a fantasy perspective, I just think that they're going to look for really good players and say, we're a really good team, and congratulations, you're a Raider, and that's just so crazy. 2017, man. Weird year. Thoughts on covering this team? I loved it. I want them again. Sure, and I'm wondering if this is the year that Amari Cooper is going to score more fantasy points than Michael Crabtree in standard or even PPR settings, because he has yet to do it.
No. Stop that.
Not likely.
Not once.
It's not going to happen. Let's go, Crabtree.
All right, those Broncos. We got some new coaches in our our bench here. Vance Joseph is our new head coach, and Mike McCoy, our offensive coordinator, he's back.
Hey.
I do like Mike McCoy, so I'm all about that one. And the Broncos signed Ron Leary from the Cowboys O-line.
Yes.
You watched any of the Broncos games last year, you know that's huge. You know that's huge. Not much has gone on other than that, really. They kind of kept everything together. Our center, Matt Paradis, has a hip injury, so that's not ideal. We obviously need him. He did extend his contract, though, another year. In their draft needs, you know, again, they just continue need to build that offensive lineman or offensive line up. That's just important. Also, Mike McCoy really likes tight ends. So we might be needing a tight end to really spice things up on this team. So I'm not opposed to that either. Well, I think the biggest change in the NFL this year is the Los Angeles Chargers. I'm not going to say which network, but as I'm doing my research, blah, 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 not one, but two networks completely left off the Los Angeles Rams. It's like they just replaced them with the Los Angeles Chargers and just completely forgot about the Rams. No coverage, no depth charts, no trading transactions, nothing.
Wow.
The Rams are really going to be nothing now that the Chargers are in town. Anyways.
Well, I don't know how much better the Chargers will be. So
we'll see. We'll see.
So the biggest, saddest news is the departure of Danny Woodhead. It just doesn't seem right to me. But it is what it is. It is what it is. So,
I wanted to say one thing. We didn't say the Los Angeles or the Las Vegas Raiders because that's not full yet. They're still going by Oakland Raiders.
That's true.
That's right.
But Los Angeles Chargers is a done deal.
That's a done deal.
That's done. So what do they need? They need offensive line, maybe another offensive lineman. And then I let them try to find a replacement for Danny Woodhead. And that's a tall order because Danny Woodhead has been a stellar player for that team for quite some time. Now, they think they have that in players like perhaps Kenneth Farrow, but I'm not entirely sold. And I do think it's also time to start thinking about who's going to replace Phillip Rivers. And this is so sad to think about, but I think it is time to have a plan.
Make a plan. And
they'll probably do best player available because that's what they'll do. But they need a plan.
They do need a plan. I agree with you, and I like realism.
All right, guys. AFC West, home division here. Brandon?
Broncos. I've never covered the Broncos.
Corny.
Well, you're not going to this year either. You got the Los Angeles Chargers.
Oh, come on. Come on. I can cover Melvin Gordon. He's a stud.
There you go.
And Ashley, Hunter Henry.
Ashley?
the future of the Broncos, tight end position. Obviously.
Ashley wants the Broncos too. She got them. Ashley's been doing everything she says. Well done, Ash.
I don't even think I've gotten one that I've said.
No. You know. You need to work on that karma. All right. Here it is. I don't care. I really don't.
Chiefs.
It's the Raiders. The Chiefs go into the grab bag. The grab bag of fun. All right. We have the AFC North teams starting off with the Pittsburgh Steelers.
All right, everybody, the big challenges and issues going on here is that Big Ben didn't retire and it was still a thing. Now, I am going to make fun of it in the fact that this is totally his MO. He acts like he's more hurt than he is. He's totally that guy. But in reality, they need to start planning for the next quarterback because he is getting beat up. I think that he was a little more close to retiring than maybe we who like to make fun of him for whining thought he was. And I think it's time. So that also bleeds into draft needs. But Le'Veon Bell has a groin injury. No timetable yet for his recovery. No one seems incredibly worried. However, I do want to say that on the day that this is posted, it is 420. And if you remember 420 last year, he posted something on Twitter that was like, hey, it's 420 and I get a random drug test. Yeah, good luck with that. And then he was suspended for the beginning of the season. So I'm not saying.
Oh, good luck with that.
But I just think I'm going to hold my breath all day tomorrow. And not because I'm smoking weed and trying to get high, but because I'm really worried about Le'Veon Bell tomorrow. Just keep your fingers crossed. Mixed news when it comes
to. She didn't inhale, guys.
I didn't inhale. No. Mixed news when it comes to Martavis Bryant's return. Supposedly he met with the NFL this week. A lot of weird news. He will be reinstated. Weird news about whether he's gained weight, how in shape he is, things like that. Just keep your ear to the floor, but he is a great talent. And I think Ladarius Green is still in the NFL. I will tell you, he has not passed concussion protocol still from last season. He plans to attend off-season workouts. I don't know what that means. It's Ladarius Green. It's been confusing for years.
That is so scary that he has not passed concussion protocol from last season.
Yeah, but I don't know if he hasn't gone in to pass concussion protocol. I don't know what that means. But remember, they thought he had a bunch of migraines and he was going to retire and he didn't say anything about it last season. And then like months later, he's like, yeah, I don't know where that came from. That's not true. It's like, why didn't you say anything months ago that it wasn't true? Very weird thing. So just keep your eye on that, especially if you're playing in Dynasty.
Probably couldn't remember.
Oh, jeez. Okay. Well, very sad, but maybe true. Draft needs, as I said, quarterback. A lot of every area of defense they need to address, so that's going to happen. And it's easy. You just say, play Le'Veon Bell and Antonio Brown forever.
Boom. All right, the Ravens, you guys. I cannot be any more depressed that Danny Woodhead is now a Raven. Nothing against the Ravens, but that backfield is a complete disaster zone. And I cannot believe they're going to put Danny Woodhead in the middle of it. I'm so sad. I'm so sad. He's my guy.
Really good.
I don't think so. Okay. No. Nope, I don't. Kamara Higgins gone. Steve Smith retired. Bye, Steve Smith again. We got a few more months. Maybe he'll come back, right?
Yep.
You never know. Danny Woodhead did get injured last year, so he is questionable for OTAs. Kenneth Dixon suspended, non-injury. Will not be returning until week 5.
PEDs.
Suggs should be back for training camp, so that's good. And Ben Watson, tight end, Achilles injury will be questionable as well for the training camp, but he should be fine. Obviously, they need to draft some serious wide receivers in their offensive line. Please do not get another running back. I swear to you, Baltimore. I do not want to cover Baltimore again. I'm so depressed about Danny Woodhead being a Raven. I can't get past it.
But don't you want to cover all of Dennis Pitta's targets?
Right.
Oh, yeah. I love Dennis Pitta. I forgot how much I love Dennis Pitta. Brandon, thank you.
You're welcome. I wanted to bring you down.
Thank you. I already got the 49ers at, Brandon. You don't have to bring me down much farther than that. All right, you guys, we have the Cincinnati Bengals. Ashley, let's see if we can get you through this one.
Not the biggest one is the departure of Rex Burkhead, and that wasn't much of a departure either. So this team is pretty well intact. They re-signed Brandon LaFell and Dre Kirkpatrick. Those are big signings, which is great news for them. So when it comes to the draft, I'm sure they're going to do best person on the table. I do think they need another wide receiver. Tyler Boyd was very hit and miss, and LaFell is tricky. He's older. He actually had a decent year, but historically he hasn't been consistent. So I think they could use another wide receiver. And I think they should consider a running back as well. Because why not throw another one into that very confusing committee of a mix right there? So, but again, they'll probably do best player on the board. Oh, and I'll always cover the Bengals because they've got my red rifle. So,
a lot of redheads. Looks very similar to that guy, and just kidding.
Not at all.
Kate Beckinsale.
Kate Beckinsale. Oh, good one. All right, the ever-changing Cleveland Browns. Let's see here, Brandon. What's up?
Lord, what do we do about the Browns?
RG3.
Yeah, okay, so basically they brought in Brock Osweiler, but they didn't really bring in Brock Osweiler. They brought in the picks that they got from him, right? And they're probably going to cut him, although they're saying that they may want him to compete for that starting job, which makes me wonder if they're worried that they're not going to get the quarterback that they want. I'm not quite sure. They let Terrell Pryor walk and basically gave Kenny Britt his contract. And then in great news, though, they really did work on their offensive line, which is great. And it seems like they're incredibly committed to Isaiah Crowell going into the season and to a much lesser extent, Duke Johnson. But even with Duke Johnson, I think they want to get him more involved. So I'm more interested in them than anyone else on this team, frankly, by a long shot. Totally draft agree. Needs, they need everything. Obviously, they're the Browns, so that's pretty clear. Myles Garrett is seemingly the number one pick in everyone's eyes. Defensive lineman, they should take him, and then they should move up, and then they should take Mitch Trubisky, which is the University of North Carolina quarterback who actually is from Ohio and wants to be a Brown. And in my opinion, that's just too rare to pass up. So figure out how to do it. You get it done. You get both of them. It's too crazy. Honestly, their focus just has to be quarterback and defense because actually their offense sometimes would get things going. And I do believe what they did with the offensive line will make them okay if they can stop anyone. And I mean anyone. From scoring, that would be great. Thoughts on covering this team? It's actually kind of fun because it's so weird. It's a weird team. So I don't know. It's kind of wacky doodle.
I want the Browns. If I have the 49ers, I have to have the Browns. It's like a total team thing.
I think right? The 49ers will be better this year.
We'll see. Ashley, it's your pick first.
Bengals.
Okay. Ashley wants the Bengals. Ravens! Yes!
Nice.
You're just happy because you don't have them.
That's right. I'm so happy I don't have them. Brandon, let's go here.
Browns, give me the Browns.
Browns, give her something she wants, guys. Oh, Steelers. Sorry.
I am literally never.
You need to say the team you don't want, Brandon.
I've even done that and not gotten it.
All right, I'm going to pick whatever. I got it. Whatever. Oh, Ashley, I got the Bengals. Sorry, I was hoping that one was going to go in the grab bag for you. But the one we all wanted, the Browns, is going in the grab bag.
We're all fighting for the Browns.
Oh, we're fighting for them. All right, you guys, our last division of the night, the AFC East team. Super Bowl champs, Brandon, the Patriots.
Okay, well, obviously very sad news today. We decided to wait until we actually talked about Patriots talking about it. It's just too crazy. But Aaron Hernandez was found dead in his cell. He hung himself. He blocked the door so that no one could get in or would have a hard time getting in. Obviously, they did get in. Yeah, you know, it's a sad situation. What an example of life choices, you know, and it's just too bad. So only 27 years old.
he had a life, it was crazy. And that actually happened on the same day they went to the White House, which was very weird because so few Patriots actually showed up. If you see the picture from 2015 versus the picture from 2017, it's like half the team, including Tom Brady, who is Donald Trump's friend, did not come. Now, in this case, I know that his mother has been ill and has been staying with him in Boston, and he said it was a family matter, so I'm assuming that it's his ill mother. And this isn't a judgment call. It's just very weird.
And it was his parents' anniversary, so maybe he thought maybe it could have been their last one.
Yeah, so I mean, certainly, you know, I mean, they're allowed. The good news, though, is that Rob Gronkowski tried to bust into a Sean Spicer press conference, and it was classic. It was so Gronk, and everyone's like, it's offensive. And it is, because it's Gronk, you guys. This is who he is. And then I thought, what if he was the press
secretary? That's Gronk.
It was not offensive, and it was totally scripted.
Yeah, but, like, give him the job. He'd probably be pretty good.
Drunk press conference to remember.
Yes, I'm sorry for that. They added free agent Stephen Gilmore. As I mentioned before, they got Brandon Cooks, which they give up a first round pick for, but who cares? They always give up their first round pick, everybody. Always.
Yeah. Every year.
Dwayne Allen, they got him. That's crazy. Martellus Bennett left town, but at this point, who cares? I guess they could address the offensive line in the draft. It's the Patriots. They don't have any needs. They need to have things taken away, but they won't. It's fine. They even did that with Tom Brady, and it didn't work. They won the Super Bowl. But here's my thing about covering this team. I'm not even mad at the Patriots anymore, and actually covering them was interesting. I'm just mad at the rest of the league. Like, why haven't the rest of you learned how to play this game yet? Because, like, replicate, learn. Hello? It's not that hard. Why is everyone else so bad at managing a team? Anyway, sorry.
That was very aggressive.
I like it. Make a stance.
That's right. Listen to the Miami Dolphins, like the worst people to manage a team ever. All right. Not an arrival, but Kenny Stills did sign a 4-year contract, and I love me some Stills. You want to talk about a boom or bust player to get? Kenny Stills. Julius Thomas has found himself as a Dolphin. That's right. It's back in 2017. The Dolphins. No real injuries. They just all are awful. So that's no big news. I do not want this team. This is the one team I do not want again because they anger me every single time. I cannot have them, but I know I'll get them because I don't think anybody else has ever covered them. In the 4 years we've been doing this, I think I've had them every single year. So they're my Seattle Seahawks that I have yet to see the silver lining in. So yeah. And they need a guard. They need some help on defense. You know, I mean, they have pieces on the offense that they should be good, but we'll see. We'll see. As for the Buffalo Bills, no more Mike Gillislee. So sad.
Unbelievable.
He'll be a Patriot. Yeah. Ew, even sadder. Oh, no more Dan Carpenter. No more Robert Woods. Bye. Sean McDermott is their new head coach. Mike Tolbert will be playing for the Bills. Steven Hauschka, Bills. Corey Brown, Andre Holmes. Some familiar names are all coming to the Bills. No names that really stand out and you say, wow, great. But their names, nonetheless. Nonetheless.
I know their names.
I know, yeah. Yes. That's right, Brandon. I know their names. Injuries. Sammy Watkins is still dealing with that foot injury. Guys. He's going to be my Alshon Jeffrey of 2017. Just like, no, don't do it. We'll see if he's a good to go for training camp. And the Bills need to replace those running backs that they just got rid of. God knows how many games Sammy's going to make it in this year. And they need to look for a quarterback as well. They don't seem like they're in love with Tyrod Taylor. So, which is sad because I love him. But they do not. The New York Jets, Ashley. No Jets. No Ashley.
No Ashley.
Oh. No, what? I'm here. Do you hear me?
Oh, we
now
hear you
we do.
Now.
For a second.
Well, this would be because you haven't heard me. Yeah. you haven't heard me all night, so I'll make this super quick. They have nobody on their team, and they need everyone. They acquired Josh McCown and Quentin Patton. Big news. Who cares? And, of course, the only Pro Bowlers on this team, Ryan Clady, Nick Mangold, Darrell Revis, are all unsigned. Because why sign the few decent players that you have on this team? The Jets have given up on playing football. They've just straight up given up on it. So, really, they need pretty much everybody. And they also need to get some wide receivers because Decker and Anderson can't be your leading men. So, there's a whole lot of problems.
Well, and there are rumors that Eric Decker isn't even going to be on the team by the time the season starts.
Right. Yeah. I'm telling you, they've given
up on
football.
Drop him?
Yeah.
I think they're cashing out, man. I think they're going to take all that money and run somewhere.
Maybe they're going to the Bahamas.
Canada. They're going to Canada. They're going to go back to the Canada League.
They said, we can't take this Trump administration. We're peacing out.
We're peacing out. We can't do it anymore. Our team's so bad.
I think that the Jets owner got an ambassadorship from Donald Trump. So he's the opposite of that.
It's a total nightmare. Literally, they don't sign any other bowlers.
All right. Oh, you guys are good people to listen to us all night. Let's see here. Who will we get? Brandon, you're first. Say the team that you don't really want.
Jets.
Patriots. Actually, I like the Patriots. Whatever.
Jets.
Well, you got it, Brandon. The Patriots. Oh my gosh.
Patriots.
Nice. You can't make this stuff up, people. Can't make it up. Denver Broncos old school is treating you well tonight, Brandon. Ashley, what do we got here? What do you want?
Maybe the Bills.
Give him the Dolphins. You got the Bills, Ash.
Bills.
That means I'm gonna get the Dolphins. I'm gonna get the Dolphins.
Come on. You haven't gone a bad
team. I got
TV
the Jets.
Yet. The Jets. Yes. But they're still off on a take.
Which is basically going to be NFL news since they're not even going to be playing this year.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see here. We got our grab bag here. Let's get everybody in.
All right. End of the show. Wild round.
Let's see here. We've got Brandon. Let's see who you have. Brandon, it's a little sucker. The Cleveland Browns.
Hey,
Brandon, you got one you wanted. Maybe the grab bag is going to be good for you.
That's right.
Ashley, give her something bad. Philadelphia Eagles, not bad at all.
All right. Oh, whoops, sorry. Just banging my knee on my desk.
Come on. NFL game!
No.
What did you get?
NFL news.
That's so not fair.
Every year. You better get the Dolphins. I think you should be guaranteed to get the Dolphins.
No, Ashley, it's coming to Brandon right here. Brandon Packers.
All right.
That's easy. All right, Ashley, come on. What do we got? Ashley's got the Arizona Cardinals. You guys, you're supposed to take the Dolphins. Come on.
That's all you.
Of course it is. Dolphins, worse. The Texans.
All right.
At least they don't have Osweiler anymore. Okay. All right. Let's go. Brandon. Chiefs.
Hey.
The grab bag's been nice.
Yeah.
Finally making it up. All right.
They better.
Ashley.
It all comes down to this, Courtney.
Oh, Ashley gets the Dolphins.
No.
Yes, which leaves me with the Buccaneers, which is almost as bad. Yeah. But at least I don't have to have the Dolphins for the first time in her fantasy football history.
And now you can officially write off HBO.
I can officially write off HBO. Yes. Nice.
I'm always thinking.
You're a smart one. I like your style. Well, you guys, that was a great show. The draft is coming up. So enjoy the NFL draft. We'll see who our favorite teams get. Hopefully they will all be improved, especially those Jets. Huh? Huh? We don't want them leaving the NFL quite yet. Let's keep them around. Let's keep them around. Also, don't forget to go to HelloFresh.com and get $30 off your first week of deliveries by entering HERFFB30 at checkout. Again, the promo code is HERFFB30. And with that, you get $30 off your first week. So awesome deal. Great food. Make sure you do it. Hop over to HERFantasyFootball.com. Subscribe to us. We will be back every week in July, I believe. But we'll have a few more shows between now and then. Until then, you guys, no more faking it.